This corner brought to us by the good folks at Smith Thompson Home Security and Tidelock George Laser Eye Care.
And we'll continue the musical theme in just a moment. We were talking about Angela Kinsey from The Office. She played Angela on The Office. We were all Office P1s, right?
Yeah, loved it.
Great series. Interesting details about her. We were saying, didn't she have some ties to DFW? We knew she went to Baylor, and we mentioned that. I didn't find where she had any ties to DFW, but as I read her biography, pretty interesting. She was born in 1971 in Lafayette, Louisiana, and when she was 2 years old, her family moved to Jakarta, Indonesia, and she lived there for 12 years until she was 14. She grew up in Indonesia. And then they moved back to America. Where do you think they moved when they moved back to America?
I saw this. Has ticket ties.
Plano.
No. Think home, smaller.
Home of ticket stock.
Oh, wait. No, it doesn't. Yeah, it does have ticket ties.
Yeah, we just talked about it.
Archer City?
Yeah. Archer City, Texas.
Huh. Isn't that funny?
Wow.
Of all places, if you were moving back to the U.S., you moved to Archer City.
They have got to be the only people in the history of the world that went from Jakarta to Archer City.
Yes.
After living in Lafayette, Louisiana.
Right. So how many famous people came out of Archer City? I only know of two now.
Right?
That's probably about
just
it.
Just Larry and Angela Kinsey. Just a little fun fact for you. Okay, Craig, you had a big question when it comes to music. You've said many, many times, how has every song in the world not already been written?
Thank you.
The millions of songs that are written every single year, it seems like we would have more repetition than we do have. Like, it seems like every number one hit would be suing a former number one or be getting sued by a former number one hit holder. And the Axis of Awesome is a comedy troupe, and I've played this video before on the air. It's called Four Chord Song. And Axis of Awesome, this comedy troupe, they performed it famously in 2009 at the Melbourne Comedy Festival. It was three guys, Benny Davis, Lee Naomi, and Jordan Raskopoulos. And they get up there and they do this sketch about how one of them says, hey, all you have to do to write a hit song is just four chords. We had to do it and become rich and famous. The other guys don't believe him that you can use four chords to make a famous song. So he proves it to them. Take a listen and see if you recognize any similarities.
Little. Just listen. Do you recognize this?
Yeah, that is Don't Stop Believing by Journey.
It's a great song.
Very original
song. There's a few more
that
fit. Check it out.
My life is brilliant. My love is pure. I saw an angel. Of that I'm sure.
Well, that's just two songs that are similar. That's
forever young.
Three songs.
I wanna be forever young. I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours. This is the way you left me. I'm not pretending. No love, no hope, no glory, no happy ending. 'Cause you were amazing. We did amazing things. If I could, then I would.
There may be someone here.
There have been times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me.
sometimes I feel like I don't have a partner. That's the way it's gonna be, little dude. Jolly is a dream.
I come from a land down under.
Once a jolly swagman.
I think that's my favorite when they're doing Aha and the and
when
Green Day. Cussing in here, but so I think that's about 36 songs that they went through there.
Did they do Purple Rain? Because that's the one that Prince asked permission for, didn't he, for that song?
No, Prince asked for permission from Journey for Purple Rain because it sounded the same as Faithfully.
Oh, Faithfully, that's
yeah.
Right.
That's it was
different music. It's different music.
So Junior, you heard 36 songs that had the same progression.
Right.
And they mixed them all in there, sometimes doing multiple songs at one time. And I don't think a lot of people realize how many songs have the same progression. Because what you do is you change the instrumentation of it, you change the key of it, and you change the feel of it. And you don't notice that they're the same song.
Mm-hmm. Seems like you can change the feel of a song with just the vocals, the voice, the lead singer, the way he sings or she sings. That seems like the biggest differentiating factor to me, at least.
Like, have you ever thought With or Without You and Poker Face?
No.
Was similar?
No.
And so that's the answer as to why these songs, they are repeated over and over again. The progressions are, but you use the other variables, you tweak those, and it makes it sound like a different product entirely, which it is.
By the way, that was genius for those guys to write that song. Compile that and perform it.
To come up with all of those things.
It's pretty incredible.
Genius. Yeah, and it's a funny bit. And those three dudes, they broke up a couple years ago. And one of them is not a guy anymore. He's transgender. He's now a woman. And he had a funny quote. I want to have it. Let's see. I had it in front of me. Oh, it's Jordan. He kept his name Jordan. Or she kept the name Jordan. And had this quote: "The hardest thing about being transgender is listening to Hey Ya by Outkast and remembering to respond to the Okay Now Ladies bit instead of the All Right Now Fellas." that was her quote on what she's gone through. But those three people are extremely funny and did a great job with that. And the future of music. I have a little audio here, and I want you to tell me what band this is. On the Ticket.
Got my hands around the mouth, and now the moon
they give a computer early Nirvana and say, make a similar song?
You're guessing Nirvana?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
You're exactly right, Giorgio. This is AI that wrote a Nirvana song. And this is AI performing. I think they got a human lead singer to record it.
Okay.
But he's recording what AI had written. AI wrote the lyrics, the melody, everything.
And he's like, you can't understand a single word. That's amazing and scary.
I love that part of it.
We're getting better.
Yeah, they're getting better and better. AI is, and this will eventually be what we tune into when we tune into Pandora or Spotify. You can select an AI station in the style of whatever musicians that you like, whatever band that was that you loved that broke up, and it has the new songs by that band. And bands would be very smart now to somehow come up with a legal instrument to protect themselves from this.
Yeah, somehow name and likeness
to own it, right? Mm-hmm. In other words, if we can come up with something that can preserve your talent, even though your talent is being used on a neural type network to create new music, you should still get paid for it.
Yep. Yeah. That's pretty incredible. That's a lot better than the one you played for us like 3 months ago.
I know it. It's getting better and better. Can you believe things are moving this fast? It's pretty exciting.
It is amazing. That just worries me, though.
I think you get nervous anytime we start talking about the future.
Well, I do, because I don't like that. Let's do that to art, too. Let's just, this is kind of how this artist works, and this is the type of painting he'll do, so just have the computer do it. Don't let that guy's expression or that girl's expression come out on a canvas or in a song. Just, just program it.
I think we'll still have humans doing it, too, but computers will get very good at it, and I think at some point we won't really care so much. I mean, there'll be hipsters who are like, oh, this is actually human-made. But for the most of us, I think we just want the rockin' tune to crank up in the pod that we've ordered up that's a convertible.
There's something still weird about that, though. When you listen to it, it's almost like you're listening to it backwards or something.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, I agree. It's not there yet.
But it's getting close.
But it is getting a lot closer.
Fascinating. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Gordo. That's the Corner, 9:32 on the ticket. Coming up next, let's talk about the big quarterback move in the NFL.